KSA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Police are investigating two shootings this weekend at what are described as pop-up parties in Chicago and Brooklyn. At least two people were shot and killed and 13 others wounded early this morning on the south side of Chicago. Investigators say a garage at a towing company was converted into a makeshift bar. Then in the Williamsburg neighborhood of Brooklyn, five people were shot during an argument.
As individuals began fleeing the location, additional shots were fired outside. At this time, we do not yet know the motive for this dispute or how many individuals discharged the firearm.
NYPD Deputy Chief Michael Kemper speaking. The shooting happened in a building that was used as a makeshift lounge. Colorado, Utah, and Wyoming are getting dumped on with snow by the end of tonight. As much as 2 feet could be piled up in Colorado. That has caused more than 2,000 flight cancellations this weekend at Denver International Airport. USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Several parts of the country are getting drenched with heavy rain and flooding this weekend. Days of torrential rainstorms, flooding, and landslides have isolated some towns on a Hawaiian island.
Volunteers on Kauai's North Shore in Hawaii have launched a makeshift ferry service across a river after a landslide along a two-lane highway cut several towns off from the rest of the island. The boats are taking people across the river to get jobs, medical care, and help deliver taro, the region's major crop. Officials hope to reopen at least one lane of the highway for emergency purposes by next Tuesday, but the outlook is uncertain. Multiple landslides 3 years ago cut off a similar section of the North Shore for 14 months. Altogether, residents estimate about 1,000 people live in the towns now isolated, including Hanalei, Haina, and Wainiha. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
You are listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Just over 13% of Americans have been fully vaccinated for coronavirus. The U.S. has topped 100 million total doses administered, according to the CDC. Dr. Anthony Fauci on CNN's State of the Union says the opening of up to 500 community vaccine centers nationwide should help accelerate the speed of vaccinations.
There are two issues. Getting enough doses, which we will have with the new contracts with the pharmaceutical companies, but once you get those doses, to get it into people's arms.
Ireland has temporarily suspended AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine due to serious complications in some patients. Three health workers in Norway who recently received the vaccine are hospitalized with bleeding, blood clots, and low blood platelets. Authorities in Denmark, Norway, and Ireland have already suspended the use of the vaccine over clotting issues. The world of combat sports has lost another legend. Here's Dan Naraki from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau.
Boxing Hall of Famer Marvelous Marvin Hagler has died. His wife announced his passing Saturday on his Facebook page. Hagler was one of the most dominant middleweights in boxing history, spending nearly 7 years as the division's undisputed champion. Best known for his fights with Roberto Duran, Thomas Hearns, and Sugar Ray Leonard, Hagler was never knocked out and only knocked down once in 67 fights, finishing his career with a 62-3-2 record. After his boxing career, Hagler moved to Italy and began an acting career. He was inducted into the International Boxing Hall of Fame and World Boxing Hall of Fame in 1983. Hagler was 66.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.